Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 11th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, what's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Yep. Jason Bishop's
Happy
here.
Happy Friday to you.
We're running the three-man show, EB, somewhere across this great land of ours, I believe. Is it Kansas City?
I think it is Kansas City,
or a volleyball tournament?
Kansas City.
His daughter is knee-deep in the volleyball tournament season. So he'll be back on Monday. On the show today, we've got Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, kind of a wrap-up to the season. They have a couple of games left. I believe every team is in action tonight, and every team is in action on Sunday. Okay. Because a lot of these races come down to the last games.
And Sunday is the end of the regular season?
Yes. Gotcha. So we'll talk to Will Dawkins, a little NBA. Of course, we're going to talk a lot of golf throughout the show because the Masters is underway. Jason Sobel from PGA Tour Radio, CBS Sports HQ analyst. He'll jump on at 9, and we'll sprinkle in some movies and all things entertainment with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 at 9:45.
I see you forgot your computer.
I forgot my whole backpack.
Oh, okay.
Usually, and maybe it's not advisable, but usually I make a move where I'll bring it to my car and put it in there at night. But last night we had a track meet, and not only did I have my family, but we picked up one of Isabella's friends. We got dinner probably when you were asleep.
What time?
8:15.
I wasn't asleep yet. Didn't go to sleep till 8:45.
But that was before getting home. So got home after dropping off Isabella's friend around 9-ish, and then I actually fell asleep in Isabella's bed. So I was just out of sorts, and I didn't go back to the office to pick up my
backpack this morning. I was watching the Caps. I turned on the Caps at, like, I want to say 7:45, thinking, okay, well, I probably missed most of the first period, but they were just wrapping up.
Ceremony.
I was going to say, I think they were just wrapping up the ceremony at around 7:45. Maybe I got the time mixed up a little bit, but it was about that time. And so I watched it till about 8:45.
I listened to some on the radio, and of course the Caps fell behind and they get the game tying goal. Dylan Strome had the game tire, and it gets to shootout. And I almost can't take shootouts seriously. It doesn't happen in the playoffs.
Right.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah. Look, they shorten the game.
Yeah, they want to get the game over with. They don't
even overtime is a gimmick.
Yeah, it's 3-on-3. They want to get the game over with at that point. I mean, those guys have skated for 60 plus minutes already.
But like you said, the playoff rules are different.
Correct.
So
it's a shootout. Bye-bye. We know you're a gimmick. We're going to leave you in the regular season where you belong.
Are the overtime rules the same?
It's
5-on-5. Yeah.
It's a totally different game.
That's why I appreciate it. But anyway, it was. I watched till 2-0, and then Wilson hit the Carolina player into Lindgren. Mm-hmm. What was that guy's name? Blake?
Don't remember, but I think that's right.
Yeah, I mean, he just pummeled him,
mm-hmm.
and he slammed into Lindgren. Lindgren looked like he was going to be out of the game. He stayed in the game, right?
Lindgren did.
But they ended up giving the goal to Carolina there, so they were up 2-0.
Willie got a goal though.
Oh yeah. Willie's
been having a fantastic season.
Monster season from Willie.
I didn't see the entire second period, but they went nuts in the second period. And then I guess the third period, Cakes, you can tell me about it. But
and of course,
Carolina came back.
Brandon Duhame just pummeled Jalen Chatfield, the guy who body slammed Connor McMichael in the last game in Carolina. So you knew that was going to happen at some point.
I saw that, yeah.
So that was.
They both knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It's funny because. The penalty boxes are pretty much right next to each other, right?
And those guys can chirp at each other.
Yeah, but they weren't. They were just kind of like, yeah, it was just fine.
Business.
Like, you know, business as usual.
Business is going to be tended to.
They both knew it was going to happen.
Correct.
It happened. It was like a 15-second fight.
Mm-hmm.
Both going to the box, and they're just, okay, all right, we'll just wait till the penalty's over.
He knew it was coming.
And they both knew it
was
coming.
He knew he was going to be trading fists with somebody at Capital One Arena after that move in Raleigh a few nights ago.
Right.
The Caps have had a tendency to have slow starts.
Mm-hmm.
They poured on in the second period and the third period. I heard Ovi talk about it after the game and kind of acknowledged it, that they just turned it on in the second period. So they've got to maybe figure out a way to get off to better starts come playoff time.
25 comeback wins?
Yeah.
It has to lead the league.
Probably.
I think third period they were either first or second in scoring in the third period. But it'd be nice to get off to better starts. But, hey, they got a dub.
Also, when did
they clinched the best record, right, in the Eastern Conference?
Yes. So they have home ice.
Clinched one seed. Yep.
When did Joe Beninati fall ill because John Walton had to sub in for him on the TV play-by-play?
I don't know. I don't know if they talked about that at the top of the broadcast.
That was different. He did a great job.
Yeah, he's great.
As he always does.
Joe B made sure he was around for the record, though.
Yeah. Sure. Then I guess he was under the weather. So hopefully he's feeling better soon.
So it looks like 7 of the 8 have clinched in the Eastern Conference. The only team we're waiting for is the 8th seed. And
that's down to either Ottawa or Montreal.
Ottawa. Correct. Right.
Yeah.
Ottawa's already clinched, but Montreal, if Montreal clinches, they would be the 8th seed now.
Right.
But there's a 3-point separation. So it looks like the Caps, anything can happen in the last few games, but it looks like the Caps would probably play Montreal.
Hopefully April, May, and June will be fun, where basically every other night we're having a cap sweat.
Would love it. That would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us some bonus content heading into the summer.
Make the June, then all we can deal with the August, and then football season will be right here.
Perfect.
Plus April, you've got the added bonus in 2 weeks. We're 2 weeks from this morning, we're actually going to be recapping the Commanders' first-round pick, should they not trade out of their first-round pick.
Love it. Draft is looming, less than 2 weeks away.
Matt, how was bit season yesterday?
It's good. Good episode.
What was a topic?
Let's see. We talked about this new trend where you go on reading vacations.
Reading vacations.
Terrible sell by Bell.
Reading vacation.
I mean, that was the first thing.
I like vacations, but like you spend you most just, of all your you time do is reading. Read?
Yeah.
That's like the main thrust of the vacation.
Or you go to a location that the book was set in, or you go follow your favorite author to go to a symposium.
Oh my God, that sounds so bad.
It was.
I want no part of that.
It was shocking to me.
I was telling Valdez about my spa day.
Oh yeah, that was actually
talked
better
about some stuff that happened on the show too.
Oh, you had a spa day, very nice.
I drive got a pedicure.
Oh,
really?
Sold it pretty well.
You got a pedi?
May have changed my life.
Wow.
How much did it cost?
Manny and a pedi or just a pedi?
Just a pedicure.
Just the pedi.
How much is a pedicure?
Don't answer. I'm going to guess. I mean, I've never had a pedicure. I'm not averse to getting one. I mean, you're pampering yourself. A pedicure for drab t-shirt, I'm going to say that's $75. I just don't know. I've never had one, so I'm throwing a dart.
$60.
$60?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a small tip.
Yeah, you got a tip. I mean, it's a $60 procedure. You got to give light them up with something.
I mean, they sit there and massage your feet for an hour.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you just sit in a chair that's massaging your back. I mean, and then you sit on Twitter.
I mean, that sounds way better. That sounds way better than a reading vacation. And shorter. Oh, yeah. You said you were in there for an hour?
Yeah, a bunch of women in there.
Oh.
It's perfect.
It was great.
It's a great deal.
It's way better than being outside for 3.5 hours at a track meet. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure it is.
It was cold last night.
Sounds terrible.
It was cold, yeah. Was it raining a little bit last night?
There was a little mist. For the most part, no rain.
Today it's going to rain pretty much all day, starting around 10:30. That's going to suck.
Yeah, I already had a parent last night saying, are you canceling soccer practice tomorrow? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I said, it's going to rain all day tomorrow. I said, well, then I'll probably end up canceling.
You will cancel.
I was like, but I'm not canceling it right now on Thursday night.
No.
Because every once in a while, these things pass.
You probably should, because it's pretty much 100% chance of rain, but I'll let you decide on that one. Yeah, so Caps, big win.
Two more points. Love it. Back on the right side of things.
I was just kind of looking at the standings again, Cakes. they could also play the Devils.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Devils and Canadians are 2 points separated. Right. The Devils have 89 points. Canadians have 87.
Josh Harris is going to get another team in the playoffs, huh?
He might. Yeah, he definitely is. Devils are definitely in.
Yeah. Man, I
don't care who they play. Just
win the first round.
Just make sure the series is longer than last year with the sweep.
Well,
the expectations are way different this year than last year.
Make it a longer series and then win it.
Correct.
Well, don't lose it in 6 or 7. Win it in 6 or 7.
Now the ceremonies are behind them.
Get that out of the way.
As we talked to Coach Carberry yesterday, now they can concentrate on hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they get into the playoffs healthy,
mm-hmm.
and they continue to get contributions from everybody. Dowder, who was on the show yesterday, scored a goal yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's been kind of hot, hasn't
he? He's a UFA, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's going to stay here.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
never know.
He could depart. We don't know if he gets a better offer elsewhere. I think he has a career high in goals. Pretty sure he does. He's had a really good season.
And you may rest some of the guys a little bit. Yeah. They don't rest them like the NBA and just don't play them, but you might bring down the minutes a little bit.
You might dial them back, sure. I would fully expect Carbs to give some of the older vets some rest heading down the stretch.
Yep.
Nick Dowd has 14 goals, 12 assists.
Yep.
So 26 points. His career high, before that was 25.
Right.
So he's got a career high in points this year.
Good job, Dowder. Do that in a career year.
Yeah.
Well done.
As always, if you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
So the other day we had Timothy Gay, author of Roryland, in studio. And one thing I remember he said about the Masters, which is the one major which Rory McIlroy hasn't won, is that he just can't blow up on day one.
Yeah.
What happened on day one, Bish Bucks?
Well, he started off great.
Yeah, he was cruising through the 14 holes.
He's four under. You saw Rosie was balling. Rosie only had 22 putts in 18 holes. That's absurd. That's an absolute absurdity.
Yeah,
on that course,
at that place, yeah, that's crazy.
But you know, Scheffler was right there at two, and McIlroy was at four, so they had, you know, they were in the top three or four for most of the day. And then 15 comes up, he hits the second shot over the green. It's a new green, so it's very firm and fast. He chipped it a little too far into the water, double bogey. What's he do at 17? Three putt for a double bogey. So he blew up on the back four, and now he sits at one over and in 18 of the last 19 Masters, all right? So basically a lock.
That's a trend.
The first round, the leader in the first, excuse me, within the first round, the winner of the Masters is either four strokes or less back of the leader, okay? Did I explain that well?
Yeah.
All right, so you have to be within four strokes after the first round to win the Masters in basically the last 20, and he's way down. So it's he's eight back. So it's it was hard to watch, and he was... He didn't even talk to the media
after.
Yeah,
at least he handled it well and talked to the media afterwards.
No,
right?
He went right to the range.
Yeah.
He was pissed, but it was kind of hard to watch, and I was pulling for him.
So his water shot was a chip?
Yeah, he chipped it.
That's crazy.
I mean, look, it's all downhill, and he just chipped it too far, and it's fast. I mean, and he kind of knew it right after he hit it and rolled down the hill. Everyone, all, you know, the entire gallery was trying to stop the ball, but that thing was gone. And to double bogey 17, it's kind of over. And that's exactly what we were talking about. He can't do that in the first round because you have to be within four strokes of the leader in the first round if you think you're going to win it.
Maybe it's just in his head now. He's like, I just can't win here.
Well, I'm sure that's what he's thinking about.
He's like, I can come close, but I can't figure this place out.
You can't beat yourself, man. And that's what he does.
So is he five back of Scheffler? Because that would be my target. I would imagine Rose would come back. I heard this morning that Rose has led the Masters on five different days.
Rose set a Masters record. He's been the leader after the first round for the fifth time. That broke Jack Nicklaus's record, yes. But, of course, he hasn't won one.
No, Rose is seven, or Rory's seven back of Rose, not eight. And he's four back of Scotty.
Oh, I thought he was.
He's still striking distance, I would think.
I thought he was one over.
No, he was even.
Yeah, okay, I thought he was even.
All right, so he's seven back. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Seven all back right, of so, Rose, four of Scheffler.
So seven back, but that's still, I mean, you're still, you got a long ways to go based on history.
He's the anti-Scheffler from what I see, in that Scheffler never bogeys, right?
he just doesn't beat himself. Yeah, I mean, he misses in the right spots, and that's what he did yesterday. Now, anything can happen, but you wouldn't expect Scheffler to kind of blow up like Rory does historically at the Masters. You know, that's just, man, it's he was playing so well through 14. It was really hard to watch.
So how are we doing with our pools? I know that Anna took Scheffler. I don't think anybody took Rose.
Nobody took Rose. Nobody drafted him.
No one took Rose. The let's see.
Trying to remember. I've forgotten who I took. Because I had the seventh pick.
You have like JT and Oberg. Yeah. So you are.
Oberg, he's in the mix.
You are in the mix there.
Love that.
I JP, took DeChambeau.
You're
in. He's in the mix.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's three under.
I'm pretty much cooked because I've got Xander and Straka. Straka just pooped the bed. He's six over. Valdez has Zalatoris, who I think is one over.
Yeah.
And Rory, who's even. And then Drabby has Reed, who I believe is one under. And he's got Rahm, and Rahm's done. The LIV guys, I mean, Rahm didn't play well, but five LIV players are in the top 11. So the LIV guys played pretty well yesterday.
I think it's a little harsh to say like it's done for Rory, because Rose is kind of the outlier. Mm-hmm. I think the pack is four under, and he's kind of within four from there.
Yep.
That's what I said. As long as you're in that striking distance of Scheffler.
Yeah, look, I'm just saying based on history, anything can happen. But you're right. The pack is at, there's three guys at four under, and then
I think that's more of the pack than Rose's outlier seven under.
Okay. I'd probably push it and extend it to one under. I'd say anybody within at one under or better is going to win. I don't think anybody at even par is going to win.
Last year, Oberg shot opening round 73, finished second. Mm-hmm. 2022, Rory shot an opening round 73, finished second. So I don't think if you shoot one over or even, you're completely out of it.
You're not
a lot of golf left.
Of course.
Especially if you went late yesterday and you got to play early today for whatever reason, late besides Justin, they were having problems with the wind. The course was
playing hard,
firm and fast.
I talked to Denny last night after his round. He said that course was a bitch.
You talked to him or texted him? Okay.
Yeah, we texted. And he said it was hard because I was asking about Nick Dunlap. All right. Nick Dunlap is 21 years old. He's playing in the Masters because he won a tournament last year. All right. This is a professional golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And he won a tournament last year. That's why he's in the Masters. He shot a 90.
No. The course will humble you. It'll bring you to your knees.
And I said, I basically asked Denny, how does a professional golfer shoot a 90? You know, it's one thing if you have a bad round. Usually if golfers have real bad rounds, especially if there's weather implications, you shoot 81 or 82. 90 is off the charts. That's the first time someone has shot 90 at the Masters since, who was it? Ben Crenshaw, I believe.
Poor guy.
But Ben Crenshaw was 63 when he shot 91. All right.
I mean, if I were him, I would just withdraw. I'm sure that he'll show up and he'll do his best.
Yeah.
But I would just say, you know what, fellas, this is not for me.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
How did Denny explain it?
He just said the greens were so fast. They were firm and fast.
So a lot of three putts.
Especially in the afternoon. He said it was just a tough-ass course yesterday.
You couldn't keep the ball on the green on some of the holes, especially 15, where they replaced the green entirely this year. So it's an entirely brand-new green.
Brand-new green.
So it was basically like a trampoline trying to land it on there.
But I understand what you're saying, Matt. I'm just saying based on history in 18 of the last 19, you got to be within four. But I would agree. You could probably extend that out to the one guys at one under. But I don't think anybody at even par is going to win.
I think a lot of the people are so down on it by the way, or down on Rory, or by the way that it happened. I mean, he's in the middle of the fairway on 15 at four under par.
Correct.
And like, if he would have shot even par, and it was kind of a ho hum round where he had, you know, three bogeys, three birdies, I think a lot of people would say, okay, if he can get his S together tomorrow and kind of make a charge. Mm. But how dramatic the collapse was from losing four strokes from being in the middle of the fairway on 15 to 18, that has a lot of people.
Yeah, they're just saying that's,
down.
They're like just saying that's typical Rory.
Right.
I mean, that's just what he does. But
Rory's we'll see. This is what I think happened on 15. 15 isn't a automatic birdie hole anymore.
No.
Because everyone used to think, because they moved the tee box back and the green, like I said, is completely replaced. So the green is firmer. since it's completely replaced. So instead of bombing it down there, having 7 iron in, you got to take a 4 iron or whatever, and it's going to be impossible to keep it on the green since it's so hard. And you got to realize when you're behind it that the ball's just going to be like glass. Like Morikawa played it perfectly, where he bumped and run it all the way up to the fringe, and it didn't even make it to the green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got to realize 15, unlike it's, in the past, is a par hole. It's not an automatic birdie hole.
Right.
You can't just go into it and saying I got to birdie this hole.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore.
It's not. You're right. It's very, like you said, it's a new green, so it's firm. And I don't know if he just didn't factor that in or if he just hit it a little too hard.
I think that thing just went.
It was gone.
He had a brain fart. He was just playing it like it was, 2015. And it's not the same hole as it is in, a year ago as it is this year.
Yeah. But I will say that if you look at the top, 10 guys after round one, most of those guys did birdie 15. So a lot of guys were taking advantage of it, but Rory clearly didn't. But even if he, all right, so he doubles 15, all right, just battle back and just par in or maybe get one more birdie. Don't double 17. And that's what happens. So.
But what happened on 17? Just bad putting?
He airmailed his approach shot, and then it was a bad chip from the back of the green. And
so
then
he's not a good chipper, apparently.
The poor lag putt.
Yep.
What you're telling me is he's not a very good chipper.
His short game has always been his downfall, yeah. But he's been playing better. I think his short game has been better this year. But
he's playing great this year.
Yeah, this year.
He has two wins and like three top tens heading into the Masters.
So he was playing fine. Like short game was much better this year, but yesterday it kind of it showed, and it's going to be interesting to see how he bounces back up here in the head.
But Scottie Scheffler, who's the world's number one, just 3 shots off the lead, and he does what he does, right? He's just consistent.
Yes, that's why he's the best player in the world.
It's boring golf. He never misses in the wrong spot.
It didn't hurt that he dropped, a 62-foot putt early.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah,
that'll help.
But he parred 15. He took his, he kind of like took his medicine, three putted.
Yep.
And it didn't rattle him like it rattled Rory.
But it's going to be interesting to see, first of all, how Rosie plays. Rosie will play early today.
Now, he's won a major, right? You're telling me he hasn't won the Masters.
He's had one.
What did he win, the Open?
U.S. Open.
At Marion.
Yep. U.S. Open.
But he, he set a record for the fifth time leading the Masters after the first round. In all of those other years, he had a blow-up hole or a blow-up round, either in the second or third round. So let's just see how he bounces back. He might be in Rosie's head, too.
Yeah.
Rose bogeyed 18. His last two drives on 17 and 18 were very wayward.
Correct.
So he likes to get out to the lead early.
Well, he's been close. He's been second in T2 at the Masters in 15 and 17. Like he's right on the precipice.
Yeah, he finished second to Sergio in 2017, and he played really well.
Sergio's outfit yesterday, by the way, the red and yellow was a little bit absurd.
He looked like an old Redskins.
I mean,
he
looked like Ronald McDonald with the comp was the comp online. I mean, it was a crazy look for Sergio.
Yeah. But let's just see what happens today. The weather will be fine. And, let's just see how Rory bounces back.
Denny McCarthy, good day.
Denny played really well.
Good day for him.
Denny basically said, man, I balled.
He's in the mix.
Considering how tough the greens were.
Yeah.
But those LIV guys, man, they played pretty well.
I'm surprised he texted you back.
Sorry?
I'm surprised he texted you back.
we text all the time. Denny?
He's in the middle of the biggest tournament of the year.
I know, but it was
Jason Bishop.
It was after dinner. I mean, he was probably in the hotel or whatever house he was renting.
Remind me of your original connection. I know that you've
his brother.
So his brother lives in Ashburn. Like, what's the deal?
His brother Ryan and I are friends. He's he played golf at Loyola. I don't know. We're just friends, and we've played golf a couple times, and I played golf with Denny twice, I believe. But we just kind of keep in contact. I don't bother him. It's not like I'm texting him 25 times.
I'm not saying you're badgering him. If I were Denny McCarthy and I got a text from a DJ, like after the first round, I'm probably going to answer that maybe over the weekend. I'm gonna,
but they have a relationship.
But he doesn't look to me as just like a media member.
Yeah.
I mean,
like your boys.
Yeah, we talk.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't hang out physically, mm-hmm. but we talk a lot. But it is what it is. I mean,
he seems like a good dude. I mean, we've had him here in
Denny's,
studio.
Denny's a great dude.
Super nice guy.
He's a great dude.
He's just nicer than I am.
That's the bottom line. We work together every day. We've known each other for 100 years.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't text me back for like 3 or 4 days.
That's true.
That's one of his patterns.
Yeah. It's kind of one of my bits. It makes me charismatic and endearing. Or maybe just makes me rude. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just would say unreliable. Like if you have a question, yeah. you need like an immediate response.
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
I wouldn't go to you for that immediate response.
Again, it all depends on the urgency of the text. I mean, usually Jason's texts to me are gambling related, fantasy football related. Like, they're not the highest like urgency that I respond to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not life and death.
Well, I texted him about the Caps, the Islanders game that he was at.
Right.
And I basically said, how much money can you get for these tickets now?
That was exactly what he texted.
And I don't know. I can't remember what you said, how much you spent on the tickets.
I said I could probably get 10x what I spent on them. Yeah, like 10x. $1,000.
And I told him, I said, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would sell.
I said, I would not.
And he said, I'm not selling.
I said, selling.
Yeah, I understand.
It's all about experiences.
But I just said, I can't believe that you nailed the game. And
got lucky.
It blows me away.
I crunched the numbers. I am a mathematician at heart. Saw the potential game, that it was drivable, that it was an early puck drop, could go up and back the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to shoot my shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lucky.
Do you currently have items up on your Facebook marketplace?
Me personally? No. My wife.
Is it all on your wife's?
My wife does, yeah.
All the time. Like if I looked up her Facebook.
I don't do it. I mean, sometimes I'll give her items. But it's,
that's what I'm saying. You love to sell. You want to sell cakes as tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of the Ovi breaking the record, there was a shot during the game last night where they went into the Ovi shop. Now is what they're calling it at Capital One Arena. I would just spend so much money, like all the T-shirts, all the hoodies, all of the tchotchkes, all of about him breaking the record. I feel like I need to start buying some of them.
Did the NHL follow my suggestion?
What was that?
To change overtime to overtime all across the league.
I don't think they've done that yet, but I'm...
to honor him?
Maybe they'll take it under consideration. Mm. All I know
That's
is...
That's why you'll always remember him.
If I didn't have...
50 years from now, they're still calling it overtime.
Yeah. If I didn't have financial and fiscal discipline, I would go into that Ovi shop and spend like $2,000.
Yeah.
Hoodie in every color, every one or two of every T-shirt. I have to stay away from that spot. Just hope some freebies come our way.
Well, you got your Capitals lid on right now.
Yep, correct.
Back in the winning column. So, what, 4 games to go for the Caps, right? Mm-hmm.
4 games left. Then it's,
4 games to then go for the Caps.
That's real.
I believe there's 2 games to go for the Washington Wizards. We're going to talk to their GM, Will Dawkins, today. Coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get back into the Masters at 9 o'clock with Jason Sobel. From PGA Tour Radio, he also is with CBS Sports HQ. And Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter, joins us at 9:45, all right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This morning before the show, Drab and Cakes were huddled around the laptop looking at the helicopter crash in the Hudson River, New York yesterday. A family from Spain, I believe there were six of them. Well, I guess five of them plus the helicopter pilot crashed into the Hudson River.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an awful story. It was a family here on vacation from Spain. It was the CEO of Siemens Spain. So, I mean, this guy's a bigwig. Obviously, chartered a helicopter to do a sightseeing tour in New York City. And the helicopter basically fell apart. Looked like the blades were off of it when it crashed into the river. Mm. And everybody dies. Just a horrible, horrible story. I mean, you see the pictures of the family before they board the helicopter.
Brutal.
Having a great time. Three young kids.
Absolutely brutal.
It's terrible.
Yeah, now, you've never been on a helicopter, and you vowed that you never will go on a helicopter.
I want to amend what I told Drab. I said before the show, the only way I'd be on a helicopter is if I'm in a shock trauma helicopter heading to a hospital because I've been involved in a 10-car pileup. There's a second scenario. Drab, if I'm fishing 20 miles off the coast, okay, and my boat capsizes, and I'm lucky enough that the Coast Guard finds me, which is, again, a grasper, that they find me, maybe I'd be on a Coast Guard chopper. Mm. Those are the only two scenarios.
Not by choice.
Not by choice, correct. I'm not going to, if I ever go to Hawaii, I'm not going to say, hey, let's charter a helicopter and fly over a volcano. I'm just never going to do that. I don't have that thrill-seeking gene in this body.
I don't think generally it's a thrill-seeking gene to go on a helicopter. Usually, it's a sightseeing gene.
It's kind of a daredevil move, in my opinion.
Not really. What are the percentages?
No idea.
I'm not going to argue with you about percentages. I'm just telling you the percentage of me ever getting on one of those flying tin cans voluntarily is zero.
You're right, JP.
It's never going to happen.
It's the percentages of flying in a helicopter and surviving it are probably extremely high, but the percentage of surviving a helicopter crash when you never get into a helicopter is 100%.
Yeah.
So that's why I would agree with you.
Here's the closest I'll ever get to being in a helicopter is the scene in Zero Dark 30 where they're approaching Bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. When the Navy SEALs were about to go in and take him down. That's the closest I need to be to the inside of a helicopter. Yeah, I'm fine, and I'm okay with that. I mean, I'm almost 55 years old. I've never been in a helicopter. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
I've only been once.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I'll ever go again, but the reason why an accident like this happens is because there's a market for the sightseeing sure. tours where they see the Statue of Liberty.
Before you took your helicopter ride, did you check the safety record and or like the registration history of the company that you bought the tickets from?
Of course not. Have you ever done that when you've been on a flight? On an airplane flight?
Well, I mean, I'm flying on major airlines, so I don't feel the need to do it. You're doing it for some rinky-dink guy who probably just got his pilot's license 6 weeks ago. There's a major difference
there. That's your guess, but it's a pretty booming business in Hawaii.
You're telling me that people that are flying you around Kilauea are as qualified as any pilot that's ever flown me wherever I've gone in the world? I would challenge that.
They may be.
What if they're?
You're presuming that they're not qualified.
Yeah, I'm generally.
There's just no chance they have the regulation. Yeah, that's why those planes donk off all the time in Alaska.
There's no chance. I can't believe this is his flimsy argument that he's coming at me with.
You think there isn't regulation of helicopter pilots?
There is, not to the stringent.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's not. The levels. In the helicopter industry, I'm guessing they don't come up to the same standards as flying on like a Boeing 737. I would have to hope.
Yeah, Kona, who just got quit his job as a surf instructor, got his pilot's license, flying you around.
Is that from Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah,
such a great movie. Such
like an old school.
It's a good role by Paul Rudd.
Was it TC in Magnum PI?
I don't remember his name. I think the only time, I would really trust a helicopter pilot is if that guy's like former military. I need you to have flown like Blackhawks.
I need you to be in the Chinooks, Air Force. You know, I need you to be in the Air Force.
Yeah, something along those lines. Like you can't just be some rando that put together a helicopter with a kit from the back of Rolling Stone and then you sent away for your pilot's license and I'm gonna entrust what's left of my life to you. No, that'll never happen. Not on my watch.
I do know that the helicopter pilots in Manhattan that had a business yesterday probably have some openings this weekend and for the next few weeks.
Yeah, months. You think people aren't canceling left and right?
I would never go on one of those. Mm-mm. I went before, and now I definitely wouldn't.
I mean, who knows what the experience of this pilot is, but the propeller fell off.
Oh, I don't think it's the pilot's fault.
Yeah, I don't think it was the pilot.
Yeah, I mean,
it was the chopper.
It's hard to fly your helicopter when the rotors fall off and the blades fall off.
It's
not
just,
generally going to go well.
It's just awful, man.
I mean, the front, the cover picture on the New York Post is terrifying. It's I guess, the cabin of the helicopter upside down with no blades on it.
Right,
just about to plummet into the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
but you're right.
I feel awful for that family. It's just terrible luck.
Yeah, the sightseeing via the helicopter business in New York City is probably going to take a major, major hit.
Am I stupid? And I probably am.
Okay, yes.
For thinking that they had a chance of survival hitting the water.
Nah, the impact is going to kill him, man.
Might be a little stupid for thinking that they would survive. That's survivable.
I mean, they're inside of a. I would rather land in the water than on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but when you're hitting the water at that speed, it's like landing on the sidewalk.
It's like hitting the ground.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So if the impact doesn't kill you, you're just gonna drown.
Right.
You would think that the helicopter might break up the tension.
How high was the helicopter when it began its free fall?
I don't know.
They don't know.
Not sure.
I mean, it was pretty high up.
I would be with you, Drab, if it wasn't, you know, hundreds of feet high.
I mean,
it's a horrible beat.
If you're at the top of this building, say you're at the top of this building, and you're upside down in a helicopter, and it just falls from 10 stories, this is a 10-story building, and crashes onto the concrete below.
Well, the concrete for sure, but if it
you're
landed,
gonna die.
If it landed in the Anacostia, you might have a chance.
You might, maybe. I'd put it at 5%
probably
or less.
Bang your head pretty good.
Yeah, I mean the impact from even 100 or 150 feet in a free fall. I don't like your chances.
Yeah, you're not going to survive that.
Now, terrible story.
I'd rather,
it's an awful story.
I'd rather just die from impact than survive it and then drown, and you're conscious, and the water's just pouring into the cabin of the helicopter, and you can't get out.
The one thing you hope is that those kids, especially the kids, died instantly.
Yeah, hopefully it was quick. And
4, 5, and 11 years old. Ugh, hopefully they didn't have to suffer and just drown.
Terrible. Just a terrible thing to think about.
You know what I mean?
It's going to be in my brain most of the day now. I can tell. It's just right there in the back of the head.
Oh, I think it's in the front.
It's kind of all over. Now my day is basically ruined.
You don't have to worry about it, Cakes. Because you'll never be in a position.
Yeah, but I just feel bad.
I feel horrible.
The whole family's wiped out.
Oh, you feel terrible for them. The flight only lasted 18 minutes. They were only up in air for not even 20 minutes.
Sure, life is fair.
It's definitely not fair.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't think weather. I mean, I know it was kind of cold up there, but it's not like it was
it
real
looked
windy.
Like overcast. I don't know. I don't know the exact weather report.
I mean, it might have been raining a little bit, but it didn't look like it was overly windy. But who knows, man? It's just a terrible story. And then wasn't there an incident at Reagan again? Didn't two on the tarmac?
Planes clipped wings.
I don't get that.
Look, I don't fly a lot, but when I fly going forward, I am going to make a point
not to
either
to fly
out of Dulles or fly out of BWI.
I would agree.
Now, it was a little bit of a donk the last time I flew because I flew out of Dulles and I landed at Reagan National because I was a little bit of a clown and I didn't think about it while I was booking the trip.
Hope you didn't leave your car at the first airport.
I realized it, I think, a day or two before my trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to just, I can't remember what I did. Did I take a Lyft or an Uber? I can't remember what I did.
Probably took an Uber.
And then my daughter picked me up from Reagan National.
If you took a Lyft, Blue Shorts might pick you up.
He might have. I'd give him a big tip, too.
Do you know how many people die daily in the United States from car crashes? This is why I try and keep perspective mm-hmm. on helicopter crashes. They're more spectacular, and they get more news.
Yes, many more.
120 a day.
Yeah, many more. We do know that. But you still feel, you feel like you're still kind of in control.
Correct.
When you're in a car. Because you're certainly if you're driving it.
You get in a helicopter, you are ceding all control to that pilot.
Right. And the helicopter.
And to the flimsy machine that you're about to step into.
Correct. But you're right. Based on percentages, you're correct. Look, next time you go on vacation, go in a chopper. Take your whole family up.
Kobe thought he was silly, too, getting into the chopper. And how did that wind up? Not great.
Well, that was
okay, but approximately.
That was a poor decision, first of all, by the pilot.
Well, by the pilot
and by Kobe. Yeah.
Like somebody should have said, "Hey Kobe, the weather's looking kind of dicey. Visibility's low. Like let's just hop in the car."
The percentage of dying in a car crash is 1%. The percentage of dying in a helicopter crash is 31%.
Okay, so if you're in a helicopter crash.
That's impressive that I would think it would be almost 0% that survived the helicopter crash, but you're telling me almost 70% survive helicopter crashes or 30%?
You're focusing on the wrong percentage.
For every 100 people involved in a helicopter crash, approximately 31 would die.
Right.
And then for every car crash, 1% die.
Right.
No, hold on. It's probably 99% of people in the helicopter crashes that we're all thinking happens.
Right.
That could include rough landings.
Yeah, that's true. How about the percentage of people that survive upside down, no blades left on the helicopter, plummet into 35-degree temp Hudson River? 0%.
Let me ask you this, JP. If you went to New York this weekend mm-hmm. and your wife said, Jess said, you know what? Let's go up in a chopper and we want to show the family the city from the air. What would you say?
I'd probably be nervous this weekend, but generally I wouldn't be too nervous because generally.
Maybe not this weekend, maybe in 6 weeks. I don't know.
I'm sure there are hundreds of helicopter flights daily for years.
But knowing,
and then you get one that gets publicity.
Right. But knowing that this happened, would you still agree to do it? Or would you say, you know what, let's hold off?
I just told you, I probably would hold off.
All right, there you go.
This weekend.
Okay. Maybe not this weekend.
He would go another time.
Yeah, maybe in 2 months.
Forget about it and he would go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you've look, same thing happened to you and me when there was the plane crash right around the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We ended up driving all the way to New Orleans,
yeah.
Okay, but you've been on flight since, haven't you?
I have.
Exactly.
Hmm. Definitely have been.
Time passes and you reassess.
Yeah, but I worry about them all the time. The whole time.
I worry about a lot.
I do worry about a lot. That's
all right, we got Wizards GM Will Dawkins joining us in an hour. They've got two games left, kind of a wrap-up interview for the season. Jason Sobel on the Masters at 9 o'clock, and Kevin McCarthy talk movies at 9:45 here on the Junkies.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.